Today we want to talk about the subject of demonology. You know, Jesus spent about one-fourth of his ministry when he was here on earth casting out demons, healing the sick, raising the dead, and doing things like this. But about one-fourth of that ministry was actually doing things like expelling evil spirits from people. The Bible tells us this, that in Acts 10:38, that Jesus of Nazareth went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And it tells us also in 1 John 3:8, for this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. You know, I used to think that demonology, that demons, evil spirits, unclean spirits, devils, whatever you want to call them, was only something that might happen somewhere like maybe over in India or some third world country or somewhere where they don't worship the true and living God, where they might worship idols and things like that. But I want to tell you what happened a few years ago, experience I had. I was in Dallas, Texas one night, and I happened to be in this church, and they were singing out of a songbook, and everybody was singing, and all of a sudden this girl just, bam, she hit the floor. And it looked like to me that she had a seizure. And there happened to be a medical doctor there that night. His name was Dr. Rice. And some people in the church had a home just a block or so away from the church. And the doctor says, take the girl down there and we can examine her, and so on and so forth. So when we got down to these people's home with this little girl, man, this little girl was like a wildcat. Her eyes were dilated like half dollars. Now I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you know what I'm saying. Her eyes were dilated. And there was speaking out of her a voice that, I mean, this was a little bitty 18, 19-year-old girl that probably less than 100 pounds. And this big masculine-type voice was coming out of her. And all of a sudden, this thing began to attack me, not physically, but just through the word, saying, you're going to hell! And I said, no, I'm not. And I was kind of scared. I didn't see anything like this before. He says, yes, you're going to hell. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm not going to hell. But this thing seemed to have power over me, seemed to have authority over me. What was I to do? I didn't know how to deal with this thing that was in this girl. And one of my good friends, he got so scared that he just, whoosh, man, he took out of there. I mean, he was out of there just like that. And there I was. And I said, what in the world do I do? In fact, this girl had supernatural strength. She began to speak, I think it was something like German that she had never learned or anything like this. All kinds of wild manifestations of the devil came out of this girl. This girl was demon possessed. I didn't know what to do. But I tell you what, I've always believed that the Bible has power. I've always believed that. You know, it's kind of been like when you were a kid, you know, I used to watch these old scary Dracula stories and all this. And you know, the vampire would come towards the person, and all of a sudden the person would pull out a cross and go like that. And the person would go, ah! That's the way I thought about the Bible. I knew the Bible had power, but I didn't know how to get the power out of the Bible. And so just the grace of God helping me through this, because I'd never experienced anything like this before. Just the grace of God helping me. I turned in the Bible, in the New Testament, I happened to turn to the book of Philippians. And I'm going to just turn there right now. And in Philippians chapter 2, I began to read these verses. And being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and of things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess Jesus Christ Lord to the glory of God the Father. Don't say that! That demon said, don't say that! I can't stand those words! Don't say that! And I said, what a reaction. So I said, well, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, things in heaven, things in earth, things under there. Don't say that. I can't stand those words. Don't say that. Don't say that. And I thought to myself, this devil is going crazy in this girl. And all I'm doing is reading the Word of God. And so I read it again, that Jesus found in a fashionable man. He humbled himself and become obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God highly exalted him, gave him a name which is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Don't say that. I can't stand that. And that at that time, the devil grabbed the girl like by her ears like this. And said, she said, don't say that. I can't stand those words. Don't say that. Don't say that. And I said, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, whether it be a thing in heaven or a thing in earth or a thing under the earth. And at that time, the devil threw the girl down in front of me, and she began to bow before me at the name of Jesus. My friend, just a few moments before, that devil had authority over me. He had power over me. I thought he was going to, I thought he was going to whip me, possibly beat me up, throw me out of there. I didn't know. But all I knew is the Bible had power. The Bible has power. And I opened it up to the New Testament and I began to read. And the moment I began to read, you see, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You see, there isn't an offensive weapon. It's just like a sword. It'll cut. It'll hurt the enemy. The Bible calls it the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. You remember when Jesus was tempted? What the devil came to him says, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. Bow down and worship me. What did Jesus say? Did he say, oh, devil, let's make it? He said, no, it is written, Satan, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. Him only shall I serve. And the devil tempted him and tempted him again. And Jesus said, it is written, Satan, it is written. And he quoted the Word of God. He used the sword of the Spirit, which was the Word of God. And you know what? The Bible says the devil took off. I mean, he's out of there, man. He left him for a season. It's the only weapon, friends, that we have to defeat the enemy that is like a sword. It's the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And you know what I learned from that? I learned this. You know, every time I want to go to study the Word, just like you all are doing a discipleship class, I bet you in a discipleship class, there's all kinds of excuses why you shouldn't, you know, why you're not there, or why you can't show up or whatever. When I go to study the Word of God, I think how hungry I am. I have to go to the refrigerator. Or I think of all the things I didn't do that day. I think of all of those kind of things. You know why? And I finally figured it out. There's something, my friend, in the Bible God wants me to know and the devil doesn't want me to know. And every time when we come to study God's Word or do a discipleship class or anything like that, all kinds of excuses why we don't have to show up or can't show up or all the things we need to do today. There's something in the Word of God the enemy doesn't want you to know. And he doesn't want you to know the God behind these words. My friend, there is a kingdom of darkness. And there is a kingdom of God's dear Son. And the Bible says in Colossians 1:13, Paul says, he's delivered us from the power of darkness. And he's translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. My friend, what kingdom are you in? A kingdom is where someone has the rule and has the reign. Jesus Christ is the King. Have you ever given your life to him? Are you following him today? Are you letting other things have priority in your life? Jesus said this to people. He said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, but you don't do what I say? Jesus wants to be preeminent in your life. He wants to be number one in your life. And there is a kingdom of darkness that's trying to keep him from that preeminence, that place of reign. And the enemy wants to rise up in that place of preeminence, in that place of reign. Friend, turn to him today with all of your heart and realize there is an enemy. And his name is Satan, and he has demonic power. The Bible tells us we have authority over him. Go out and heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. Jesus said, freely receive, freely give. Preach the gospel of the kingdom. And as you go, we have authority over the enemy. Friend, don't let the enemy talk you any longer out of what God has for your life. make Jesus Lord and number one of your life, you'll never regret it. God bless you.